Hi, everyone. Yes, thank you so much. And we're delighted to be here to share that very thing, the good stuff.
Hey, did you see the article that Yvonne Hollenbeck had in the Tri-State Livestock News this past issue?
I did not.
Well, of course, her column is called Through My Window, talks about some of the old days when you had newspapers coming and stuff.
Oh, very good.
Interesting read. So get online at tsln.com or get a subscription to it. Because Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read.
It is indeed.
So I'm going to remind you about a visit here in the Valentine area. And by all means, if you get down this direction, look us up. You can find us at KVSH Radio in Valentine, Nebraska, Mike and Kim Burge. And we'd be glad to visit with you, maybe give you some pointers on where to go and what to do, who to see, where to eat, all of that kind of stuff. But you can find pretty much all of that stuff online at visitvalentine.com or visitvalentine.org. Lots of motel rooms, lots of restaurants. In fact, three new restaurants that opened up in the last couple of months. So check it out. Visitvalentine.com.
And Father's Day is coming up Sunday. And we hope that you already have your plans put together. How does this sound to commemorate a dad? A dad is someone who wants to catch you before you fall, but instead picks you up, brushes you off, and lets you try again. A dad is someone who wants to keep you from making mistakes, but instead lets you find your own way, even though his heart breaks in silence when you get hurt. A dad is someone who holds you when you cry, scolds you when you break the rules, shines with pride when you succeed, and has faith in you even when you fail. Every man can get children, but not every man can be a father. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Have a picnic lunch, go fishing, camping, whatever it takes to make you happy.
There you go. That's a nice thought to head into Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, that's from Paula, but I don't have a last name, unfortunately.
So, you know what they say about assuming assumption and assumptions? I don't know the author on this, but it's going to make us stop and think, all right? So be careful with those assumptions. A doctor entered the hospital in a hurry after being called in for an urgent surgery. He answered the call ASAP, changed his clothes, and went directly to the surgery block. He found the boy's father going and coming in the hall, waiting for the doctor. Once seeing him, the father yelled, "What took you so long to get here? Don't you know that my son's life is on the line? Don't you have any sense of responsibility?" The doctor smiled and said, "I'm sorry. I wasn't in the hospital. I came as fast as I could after receiving the call. Now, I wish you'd calm down so that I can do my work." Calm down? What if your son was in this room right now? Would you calm down? If your own son dies now, what would you do? Said the father angrily. The doctor smiled again and replied, "I will say what Job said in the Holy Bible. From dust we come, and to dust we return. Blessed be the name of God. Doctors cannot prolong lives. Go and intercede for your son, for we will do our best by God's grace." Giving advice when you're not concerned is so easy, murmured the father. The surgery took some hours, after which the doctor went out happily. "Thank God your son is saved." And without waiting, the father's reply that he carried on his way running, "If you have any questions, ask the nurse," said the doctor as he ran out the door. "Why is he so arrogant? He couldn't wait a second to tell me about my son," commented the father when seeing the nurse minutes after the doctor had left. The nurse answered with tears streaming down her face, "His son died yesterday in a car accident. He was at the funeral when we called him to have your son's surgery. After he saved your son's life, he left running to return to his son's funeral." So be careful with your assumptions.
Wow.
You better brighten the mood a little bit.
Yeah,
what do you
I better
got?
Lighten it up a little bit. Let's go back and see how well you know your hymns.
Uh-oh.
And these are some hymns for those that speed on the highway. If you're going 55 miles an hour, here's the hymn for you. God will take care of you. At 75 miles an hour, nearer, my God, to thee. If you're going 85, this is the hymn for you now. This world is not my home. At 95 miles per hour, Lord, I'm coming home. And 100 miles per hour, precious memories. Just a few hymns to keep you on the right path, maybe.
You got another quick one of those for us?
I do. And let's close with a couple of these. Excellence is to do a common thing in an uncommon way. And never does nature say one thing and wisdom another.
And you heard it on The Good Stuff.